Father's Day is just around the corner, and you probably need a gift for your hairy dad. Make your dad proud this year and get him and yourself the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right. The Lawnmower 4.0. Get 20% off and free shipping using the promo code HAYES. That's H-A-Y-E-S at manscaped.com. Use the promo code HAYES at manscaped.com. The Jays did it again last night. They're holding a lead going into the seventh inning, and then all hell breaks loose. They love a six-inning game. They're the 27 Yankees if this is a six-inning ball game. They're the greatest team of all time through six innings. That whole seventh, eighth, ninth thing, that's a bit of a concern for them. Here's our TSN MLB and Jays analyst, Steve Phillips. You got a lot of power in the game, Steve. Do you think you could make the Jays play permanently six-inning games? Because then we might have a World Series champ on our hands.
You know, I've got a shot at making it seven-inning games. No. They have to put all doubleheaders.
Yeah.
But you're right. You're 100% right. That seventh, eighth, ninth inning becomes an issue for this team. And you know, if you look at their roster, you know, they've got eight relievers on the disabled list right now, the injured list right now. And not many organizations are going to be able to manage that kind of depth and that kind of loss. And honestly, right now, I mean, Romano is the only real guy that Charlie Montoyo trusts right now. And that's why I think the other day he let Stripling even stay in as long as he did, because he's like, I just don't want to take him out because I don't know what's going to happen if I do take him out. And so it's a tough spot. Most teams' analytics say don't let the lineup face him the third time around. But I think Charlie Montoya's got to start looking at it thinking even my starter going third time around on the right day with the right starter is a better option right now than me going to my middle relievers.
Steve, you've seen Charlie Montoyo kind of losing it. He had the F-bomb the other day, and he's basically saying these are the guys we got. And everyone's complaining about the bullpen, and it's going on day after day. Nothing changes personnel-wise. You, as a former general manager, would you want to kind of address the media? Because it seems like Ross is really nowhere to be found right now, and it's just Charlie wheeling out there every day having to explain this.
Yeah, I will tell you that you know, I got accused of being out in the media too much, but I thought it was the right and appropriate and necessary thing for a general manager. You know, when the team's winning, you don't have to talk to me, but when the team's losing, I want to answer the questions so that everybody else doesn't have to. I want to take that burden off of them. And, you know, how many times can you get asked, what do you think about your bullpen? What do you think about your bullpen for Charlie? Look, here's the thing. When Charlie's a smart guy. If he keeps bringing in relievers who aren't getting the job done, it's not because he's choosing the wrong reliever. It's just that he doesn't have the right relievers. And so I think it's a personnel issue, not a managerial issue. And I think it's incumbent upon the front office that when things are bad, that you're front and center. In New York, we always had an executive on the road. If I wasn't there, one of my assistants was there. I was always available. I did a scrum with the media every day because I felt like the more I could answer the questions, the more it relieved it for my manager, the more it relieved it for my coaching staff and for the players, that especially when things weren't going well. I think that it's important that the front office get out there and start to address some of these things. And I think that if it were me, I'd be really aggressive in the trade market right now. There are teams who are out of it. There are other teams like the Twins. You know, they think they're better than what they're playing, so they're maybe not going to make guys. But those teams that are out, I'll overpay to get some bullpen help right now just to stabilize it. Because if you wait until July 23rd, 24th, 25th, you might not be in it still at that point. So I think it's important. I would have Pearson pitching out of the bullpen at AAA and really trying to find some answers in the short term, because you're not just going to trade for four relievers. You're going to have to hope you get a couple guys and you get some answers from within to piece it together and guys getting healthy that you can put your bullpen back together again.
With Steve Phillips, our Jays analyst. So you and I, we were clashing a few weeks ago because I think you took issue with my approach to Charlie Montoyo, where I didn't love the happy-go-lucky all the time from Charlie, and I was being a little bit sarcastic, but I think you were thinking that's a little bit harsh. So I'm going to play this clip for you from earlier today, and I want you to interpret the wise words of Charlie, because this looks like a team, from my perspective, that is remarkably frustrated, that is on the brink of snapping, And yet, when he was asked about the morale of the team, here's what Montoyo had to say earlier today.
We're having fun. We're working hard. So you're the only one who's seen us, but that's what, you know, people need to know. That's why I wish you guys were here so you can see it. I don't know how to say it, but you've seen us. We're working hard. We're taking on balls. We're trying to get better every day, and people are in a good mood.
Go ahead, Steve. What are we supposed to make of that?
Yeah, so here's the thing. I believe that the position players are, sure, they're frustrated, but what happens, you know, the best thing and worst thing about baseball is that you play every day. It's the best thing because if you have a bad day, you're going to play again tomorrow, and if you're the GOAT, you got a chance to redeem yourself, and you have a chance to go out there and get things done. It's the worst thing because, well, you play every day, and, like, it's a grind. And, you know, what teams do now and what players do is they really trust the process, is that they just commit to a process and think we know there's going to be ups and downs during the course of a season, and you focus on those things that you have control over. So the position players have no control over the bullpen, what they're going to do in a given day, how the starter's going to pitch. They're going about their business, and I really do think Bo Bichette, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Kevin Biggio, Marcus Semien, they control the energy flow of that team more than anybody else. Those guys do. And so, you know, I think there is a certain joy that they still play with because they're so naive, they don't know any better right now. And the bullpen's a mess. You know, when your closer's not right, you know, the bullpen's a living, breathing organism, and the closer's the head. But when your closer's not right, then everything else gets out of whack. And, you know, they just haven't been consistent enough with Dolis in the ninth inning, what he's been trying to do. And so they've got a lot of things to stabilize, but components of the team are doing their thing. And Charlie is, listen, I love his competitiveness, but I also love his resiliency. And that really is a byproduct of the young team that they have. Veterans become more cynical. And they get to be like, well, what the heck? I mean, how many times are we going to go out there and lose games like this? The kids are just like, hey, let's go play. Oh, we're going to play a game in Buffalo today? I mean, it's like they're on a travel team. And you know, hey, tell me where we're playing the game today, and we'll show up. And so I understand to a degree why he sees it a little bit differently than what we all might experience.
With Steve Phillips, they've got 19 games against Baltimore. And game one starting tonight. Baltimore is an absolute mess. The Jays have now played themselves into a tough spot. They're a game below 500. We know the reasoning. You know, it's not the bats. It's not the offense. It really hasn't been the starting rotation either. It's pretty much simply the bullpen and some mental mistakes. They still make some fundamental mistakes, Vladdy included a couple of nights ago. But if you got that many games coming up against Baltimore, if you want to get back in the race, what is a reasonable record for expectation here? Do they need to win 13, 14? How many can we reasonably expect the Jays to win, or better yet, have to win against Baltimore to put themselves in a race come September?
Right. Now, you know, one of the things about it is, you know, oftentimes in the major leagues, it's not who you play, it's when you play them. And, you know, you can play the worst team, but they can be hot all of a sudden. And, you know, it doesn't matter that they're the last place team, they're playing good baseball. That's not the case. Sometimes it actually is who you play, and that's who it is right now. They really have to take advantage of the Orioles. They've lost 19 consecutive road games. And, oh, by the way, that's the second worst streak going on right now. Arizona's lost 23 straight road games. And so I think, you know, as a general manager, I would never want to answer this question. As an analyst, I'll tell you that they need to win this game, and then they need to win the next game. And, honestly, if you don't go 14-5, 13-6 against Baltimore, you know, you've got some challenges. But remember, if they get hot, they can beat the Blue Jays just like they can beat the Yankees on a given day if things start to go better for them.
Well, we'll see what they've got because they are clearly in a tough spot. You mentioned all the injuries, which is 100% a reality, specifically with the bullpen, clearly. But I don't see them doing anything drastic, and I also don't think we can be ultimately surprised because coming into the season, Shapiro and Atkins were the first one to admit they had to upgrade the arms, right? Like they knew it. I think this is way worse than they'd ever imagined, specifically with the bullpen. And I'm sure they'd chalk a lot of that up to the injured list. But how far off reality are we here, Steve, based on where we were in March and what the expectation was with the arms in particular?
Yeah, so I actually think that if now here's the thing, if everybody stayed healthy, then I think that they would have had a pretty decent bullpen that they could fortify as the season went along. Now, there are some calculations that I don't necessarily agree with. Like Tyler Chatwood, for me, doesn't throw enough strikes. He never has, and I don't believe he ever will. Now, there's a day that he can, but those days where he walks the bases loaded, they happen. They've happened throughout his career. I've never really trusted him enough to throw strikes. Now, on a given day, his stuff can be electric and he can strike out the side. But, you know, Merriweather really looked like he was going to be lights out in that first series. And you thought Merriweather and Romano and then Dolis there, and then you get Borucki in from the left side, and you start thinking about how it can piece together. But all of those guys have gone down at one point or another, so... look, I think it's going to be a really tough road for them to come back and certainly win the division is going to be a real challenge. It's not just going to be the Jays getting hot. It's going to be the division falling back to them a little bit. And Glasnow maybe going down for the Rays could compromise them some. I think the Red Sox are going to fall back to the pack. I don't believe in their pitching. But the Yankees, I think, are going to get better, and they're playing better now. And I think the rest of the American League, the Astros and Oakland A's, are going to be good. And so the challenge is going to be, can they make up the ground right now? And they can go on a hot streak, win 9 out of 10, and get right back into the mix of everything. But to do that, they're going to have to be consistent. It's going to have to be really good starting pitching, really good bullpen, and not making mental errors. And right now, they're not showing the ability to do that with the personnel they have.
All right, Steve, we'll leave it there. Have a great weekend. We'll do it again next week.
All right, terrific, you guys. Happy Father's Day.
Yep, you too, buddy. There's Steve Phillips, our Jays and MLB analyst. Father's Day this weekend.
That was cold for they're not making the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, the injuries are a legitimate concern and a legitimate reason, but every team in the league deals with it. But before the season started, what did we talk about? We knew the offense was going to be there. We felt like the fundamentals would naturally grow. They're still not there yet. They still make a lot of bad mistakes. But the arms, that was the question. You looked at the roster, you're like, I don't think they can pitch to 90 right. wins. You know, in a division like this with the Yankees and the Sox and the Rays. So now they're really fighting it, man. They got to go on a significant run. They got to play like, you know, 650 baseball kind of thing, which just doesn't seem possible with these
like
arms.
Everyone's bitching about the arms and the bullpen haze. With their starting pitching, is anyone actually shot that they're running the ground, injuries have happened, and it's just overworked? Like,
exactly.
You can be pissed off, but how can you actually be shocked at that?
No, you can't. No. Everyone knew it. Remember, we had Shapiro on before the season started, and we were pumping their tires. Hey, good offseason. Springer's here. Simeon looks good. The kids are growing. And then we're like, okay, now we got to stop with that. What's up with the arms? And Mark was the first one to tell us. He's like, we got some work to do. And if an executive says we have some work to do, they really had some work to do.
Yeah, they got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, yes. Like they were well aware, and this is the reality of what they're dealing with now. But they're still a fun team to watch. They're a young team. The offense is going to be there all year. Springer will return at some point, but they need some help. They need a lot of help with the arms, and they're in Baltimore. That'll help too. Baltimore is a pretty terrible team, so get back on track. Take 2 of 3, if not a sweep this weekend, and dust yourselves off and see where you're at come Monday.